Hello, everybody. Welcome to Down with Lucha Libre. I am your host, Todd Sugliano, sitting here with
Jesse Matthews.
And today we learned a fucking doozy of a thing to learn, Jesse. I think we'll get a kick out of this. In Bangkok, there's a new trend going on where where young Thai men are identifying as Mexican gangsters.
Yeah.
For everyone out there that is unaware of this, apparently in Thailand, in Bangkok, men are starting to resemble cholos.
Cholo.
Their clothes, tattoos, and hairstyles emulate those sported by real homies, the article reads.
Straight from Tijuana.
Yeah. And they are associating themselves and dressing up and pretending to be Latin kings. We have a friend who's a Latin king. He's not Latin, though. But it's just the weirdest. Did you see the pictures from the article?
Yeah,
it's the weirdest thing.
There was one of them doing like the little LA hand sign.
Yeah,
which is very funny because I don't even think they know what that is.
Like all these Thai people, like they have like Joker tattoos and shit like that, and they got Dodgers rings, and it's the weirdest damn thing ever.
How did that even happen? They just like
that'd be like a Canadian claiming VL.
Yeah, I mean,
well, I guess Canadian did used to claim VL, but
yeah.
He was a fake Canadian. I mean, it was since we last spoke last week. What have you been up to?
Let's see. Nothing.
Oh,
nothing I can think of. So that's not a good sign.
Well, I went to the River Kings game on Friday with Sarah.
How was that?
It was fun. It was,
were there a lot of people there?
Nope.
No, that's cool.
You've been to the DeSoto Civic Center.
Yeah.
You know how, I was going to say big, but it's not really a big place whatsoever. You're aware of the size. Like, it holds maybe tops, like, 5,000 people. And they had the entire upper deck blocked off. You couldn't even go up there. And there were probably about 600 people there, or less than that.
That sucks, man.
It does suck. But the game itself was cool. We lost 3-2.
Oh, that's terrible. Who were we playing?
I think it was the Peoria Rivermen.
Damn Rivermen that get us every time. I tell you.
And it was a fun game though. Like we got in the coupon book, so you get there's 4 buy one get one free coupons for games that go up to a $23 value. So we got the $23 ones, which are the most expensive ones. Except for the ones where you sit in a certain section, you get free beer and drinks and food and all this. But $23, we sat right next to the visitor's penalty box, right on the ice. We were the only people in our row. It was fucking fun.
Could you push up against the glass?
Yeah.
That's fucking cool.
It was really cool. Everyone got slammed right up to us, made it seem like the glass was going to shatter and we were going to fly out at us.
Man, too bad it didn't. Y'all probably could have sued the shit out of somebody.
And I think it was during like the second intermission, maybe it was after the first. One of the referees came back out on the ice and like gave one of the game-used pucks to the guy that was inside the penalty box, the guy that like has to open and close it for the players. And the guy, like, he tucked it behind a wall, and the dude in the penalty box looked at it and looked over at me and Sarah and just rolled the puck over to us. And, that's it right there. SPHL, Southern Professional Hockey League, which, Jesse, if you are unaware, they have 8 teams in the Southern Professional Hockey League, and 6 of them make the playoffs.
Man, I thought the River Kings were like in an actual somewhat good minor league hockey thing.
I mean, at least they're professional.
No, well, they're not.
What, Southern Professional Hockey League?
I used to get hockey pucks all the time when I would go to Monday Night Wrestling at the Coliseum. There would always be like hockey pucks everywhere. And I'd always go home with one every time.
Yeah, I thought it was really cool to be left with this.
That's a pretty neat souvenir right there. I'm pretty sure you can get a pretty penny on eBay for that
one. At least a penny.
At least a penny or about 4.
It may not be a pretty one, but it would be at least a penny.
Probably be a pretty old and ugly one.
But like after, well not after the game, but during the game, like near in the third period, puck flew out into the crowd, like right beside us. Everyone was just trying to reach for it and grab it at the same time, guarding their face. And it landed in the space between the seats and the ice, like where the wall is. So it slid all the way in front of me and Sarah. So we picked that one up. That was like cold as shit. And I just picked it up and I gave it to the kid behind us because I was like, oh, we don't need two pucks. And that kid definitely just saw us with the first one. Now he saw us with this one.
Hockey games, they're dangerous.
They're fun.
Very though. Dangerous games to go to.
They are fun. That was Sarah's first game, like I said earlier, and I asked her if she'd go back next season, and she did definitely. And to tell you about how shitty are the league that the River Kings are in, there are 8 teams in the league. We played the Peoria Rivermen Friday, then we played them Saturday, and we play them 6 times this month.
It's like a baseball series.
Yep, except instead of a shitload of teams, you get 8.
Yeah, that's depressing. I thought they were in, like, a different thing.
The worst part is I was thinking, oh, cool, it'd be cool to get, like, season tickets to this. And they had a thing come with the PA, PA announcer was talking about how, like, season tickets are on sale now, starting at $227 or something. I thought, fuck that. Like, I can get Tigers football season tickets for, like, $50.
Oh, they've gone up for next year. I really think I'm going to get them next year just so I can go to, like, 3 games. Because yeah. I know the 3 games that I want to go to, like, everybody's going to resell their tickets. So I definitely think I'm going to have to go the season ticket route next year. Because I really want to go to the Ole Miss game.
Yeah.
I really want to go to the Cincinnati game. And I really want to go to the game where the Navy football team comes in.
That's the game I want to go to. That's going to have a big-ass crowd.
I bet it does. But those 3 games right there, like, the Ole Miss tickets are going to sell for, like, $50 a piece, probably.
Shit, more than that.
Yeah. I really hope Ole Miss is really good next year. So when they come, I hope they don't get, like, upset in, like, the first 2 weeks or something.
Yeah. And, but yeah, they were talking about meeting with, like, a season ticket representative after the game or during the game. And I was thinking, like, they have to have just, like, one season ticket representative because there was, like, 500 people there. They cannot have a whole team of people. And they were talking about check out during the intermission, check out the locker room for official River Kings merchandise. So we went out and we looked at it because I thought, oh, cool, it'd be cool to get a shirt. I'm sure the shirt's, like, $10. Maybe a jersey's, like, $50. We'd probably get a jersey. That'd be really cool. And the jerseys were $100. T-shirts were between $15 and $25. And the locker room is smaller than the room we're in right now. The dining room.
Poor guys.
Can you imagine a souvenir shop smaller than this room?
Did you enjoy or start a fuck 'em up, River Kings, fuck 'em up?
No, there were a lot of kids there.
Oh, that sucks.
Yeah. It was cool though. It was a really good game. Yeah, we almost pulled a comeback because we were down 3-0 going into the third. We scored our first point. I was thinking this could be our only point because we scored our first point after a big fight when the power play was we had 5-3, and that's when we scored a point. I was like, great, we score when they're handicapped. And then I was thinking, all right, well, I guess that's it. That's the one point we're gonna score because it's fucking 5-3. But then we scored another one when it was even 5-5. And then near the end of the game, when there was like a minute to go, we decided not to play a goalie, so we had 6 men on the ice to play against our 5, and we still couldn't score. Ugh. It sucked.
Tough break for the Kings.
It was a good game. They're making the playoffs, though.
Oh, of course they are.
I'd love to go to a playoff hockey game. I'm sure there's going to be at least like 400 people there. Yeah, sure, there were people there wearing old Memphis jerseys. I thought it was cool.
Do you think how many people, like, in Mississippi, like, when the River Kings, like, actually changed their name and everything to the Mississippi River Kings, do you think they were all like, oh, fuck yeah, Mississippi got a hockey team, I can't wait to go see some River Kings games? Or is it just old Memphis River King fans going down there and watching?
I don't know. There's another Mississippi hockey team in Mississippi, though. I think it's in Mississippi. At the Mid-South Ice House, that's where the Memphis Tigers hockey team play their games. Yeah. And I think that's in Mississippi. I think it's in, like, Olive Branch.
Yeah, that's where it is.
I'm still waiting for them to start selling Tigers hockey jerseys, though, because I'd fucking buy one in a second. You know, they used to have Vancouver Grizzlies hockey jerseys.
Man, that would be cool as shit to have.
Yeah.
And that makes a lot of sense, too. Oh, I bet we can find them somewhere.
It would fucking be awesome to have. They sell a bunch of Vancouver stuff at the FedEx Forum, and which you'll see Friday. Have you talked to Danny about going to the game?
Oh, yeah, a little bit. He's still not sure when he's going at it back, like when he's going back home or not.
That would be a shitty game to miss.
Yeah. Oh, I'm taking those tickets. I'll find somebody else to go with if he don't go.
Anyways, ladies and gentlemen, we're here to talk about what's coming up this Sunday.
It's enough breaking down the River King's loss.
Yeah. Do you know what's happening Sunday? I'm coming back from Birmingham.
The Walking Dead season finale.
Yep, 90 minutes, baby. But no, that's not what we're talking about. Oh. We're talking about WrestleMania 31. It's this Sunday. So what we're going to talk about, we're going to go over the card, give you our predictions for the card, and just talk about WrestleMania in general. So I'm going to open up the floor to you, Jesse. What would you say like your favorite WrestleMania memory, match, whatever it is?
Let's see. I have a lot of really good memories of watching WrestleMania, of like really shitty WrestleManias.
Like WrestleMania 9?
Like WrestleMania 9 is like my favorite WrestleMania ever, and it's like if you take a poll online or look at anything, like if you Google worst WrestleMania ever, WrestleMania 9 usually is the one of the two that come up every time. Yeah, it really makes me
like
sad.
WrestleMania 9 or WrestleMania 2.
Yeah.
WrestleMania 2 is pretty terrible.
Yeah, WrestleMania 2. That was stupid. Like, I really don't like WrestleMania 3, but I have really good memories of, like, being really, really little and ordering pizza and, like, sitting in front of my TV and watching it, like, on VHS.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, like, fucking 5 hours long, and there's, like, 17 matches.
What was your favorite match from WrestleMania 9? I don't think I need to answer that. It was Undertaker and Giant Gonzalez.
No, that was... No, I think the Hogan Beefcake versus Money Inc. I think
really
for the tag titles. I think that might be my favorite match. But none of the matches were really good. Oh, actually, I take that back. That probably was my favorite match, but the best moment was when Doink and the Crush wrestled. There was a hidden Doink under the ring.
I really thought you would say Tatanka and Shawn Michaels.
No, that sucks. I don't know if it sucked or not.
So, somebody posted this on Reddit, which is the past 15 WrestleManias, WrestleMania main events, and where the superstars were at the next WrestleMania just to show who had like a bigger fall from grace.
Yeah.
WrestleMania 16 was Triple H versus The Rock versus Mick Foley versus The Big Show for the Dirty Yip title. The next WrestleMania, Triple H wrestling The Undertaker. The Rock was main eventing with Stone Cold. Mick Foley was a guest referee and Shane McMahon versus Vince, and Big Show was in a triple threat match for the hardcore title against Kane and Raven.
That was the poor Big Show.
I mean, that's a good match. I love that match. I love that whole WrestleMania. But that's just such a weird thing to go from the main event to wrestling Raven. And WrestleMania 17, Stone Cold versus The Rock for the title. The next WrestleMania, The Rock wrestling Hollywood Hulk Hogan, and Stone Cold wrestled Scott Hall. And went from main eventing to wrestling Razor Ramon.
Hell yeah. I really liked WrestleMania 6, 7, and 8.
Yeah.
I really liked all those WrestleManias. I haven't really seen 5 that much.
Yeah. It is, like, I've only seen the main event for 5, and I've seen...
Isn't that when it was Hogan versus Macho Man? Yeah,
and I've seen Mr. Perfect versus Blue Blazer from that WrestleMania, because the first time I saw that, I thought it was fucking amazing. I didn't know that match happened. It was like, I think it was when I was discovering YouTube. I just looked it up.
Thank you, YouTube.
And then... there was the Twin Towers versus the Rockers, which I remember watching that match. It was Akeem and Big Boss Man versus Marty and Sean.
I bet that could have been a good match.
Probably. I mean, let's look at this card right here. Hercules versus King Haku.
I thought they were in a... They must have been feuding right then, really bad. Because they used to be a team, I'm pretty sure.
The Twin Towers.
The Hayden family's breaking up.
Twin Towers versus the Rockers. Brutus Beefcake versus Ted DiBiase.
That could have been
the Bushwhackers versus the Fabulous Rougeaus. Mr. Perfect versus the Blue Blazer. Demolition versus the Powers of Pain. There's a lot of tag matches on the show.
I was about to say. A lot of tag matches.
Dino Bravo versus Ronnie Garvin. What a random fucking match. The Brainbusters of Arn Anderson and Tully Blanchard versus Strike Force. It just sounds like the most cheesiest 90s name ever, Strike Force. Jake Roberts versus Andre the Giant. I do not remember that match whatsoever.
I don't remember that match, but I remember that like happening. Like, I don't remember it happening. I just remember they had a match.
Heart Foundation versus Honky Tonk Man and Greg Valentine. Rick Rude versus The Ultimate Warrior. Jim Duggan versus Bad News Brown. I was about to say Barrett.
Isn't that Rick Rude and Ultimate Warrior match? Ain't that the one that's supposed to be like his best match?
Yeah,
like
I think
Warrior's best match ever.
The Red Rooster versus versus Bobby Heenan. That's the 31 seconds. And the main event, Hulk Hogan versus Randy Savage.
A lot of matches back then.
A lot of tag matches.
It must have been a big ass locker room.
There were 14 matches on that card.
You know how hard it would be to have 14 matches at this year's WrestleMania?
There are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 confirmed at WrestleMania this year. Which, thanks for asking what my favorite WrestleMania and WrestleMania memory match is. Let me answer that for you. I'd say my favorite is probably WrestleMania 17. Or WrestleMania 12.
Yeah, I was going to say, WrestleMania 12 is probably... That's probably my actual favorite WrestleMania.
Yeah.
I like 12 a lot.
No, actually, not 12. 13, the one I'm thinking of. I do like 12 and 13. 13 had... had the fucking amazing Bret Hart and Stone Cold match.
That was a really good match.
It had a weird main event of Psycho Sid versus The Undertaker for some weird ass reason. That was the main event. Let me go.
Why couldn't we get a Shawn Michaels versus Undertaker match right then?
That
should have been the main event.
The Headbangers versus the New Blackjacks versus the Godwins versus Doug Furness and Phil LaFon. UCW tag team. WWF got RVD. ECW got
the Heavenly Body.
Yeah. You got Rocky Maivia versus the Sultan, Rikishi.
You know, the Sultan was originally supposed to be played by Sabu.
Yeah.
But Sabu said, fuck y'all, I'm not doing that.
This was a good match. I remember this match. Triple H versus Goldust. That was a real good match. And the next match I really liked, it was the Owen Hart and British Bulldog versus Mankind and Vader for the tag titles. The match went 16 minutes. And this was the match
that this was it right here.
Sold the show. This featured the debut of Colt Cabana in the WWF. The Legion of Doom versus the Nation of Domination in the Chicago Street Fight.
Oh, man.
That is
the most amazing match ever.
I say it featured the debut of Colt Cabana because if you go back, he's talked about this on his podcast. I think the footage on YouTube. There's one point where Hawk is fighting near him and he punches Hawk in the back. And, like, it's on camera. And, that was the second to last match. The main event was Undertaker and Sid. And
that was definitely the best match.
Yeah.
Maybe not, but
and then, yeah,
it's my most favorite, I think.
Yeah, WrestleMania 17, which had my favorite WrestleMania match, Stone Cold and The Rock. That 17 main event was fucking amazing. That whole show was great. If there's only one match that I'm like, I don't care for this, it's China and Ivory, because it was just a squash. It was like a 9-minute squash, or however long it was. And you had the best TLC match ever, the TLC 2, between the Dudleys, Edge and Christian, and the Hardys. It's also featured Rhino, Lita, and Spike Dudley. I just want to put that out there. Spike Dudley was on WrestleMania.
Well, Jamie Dundee was too.
That's true. And I'm convinced that the reason why guys like Rhino, Spike Dudley, all these guys like and Eddie Guerrero, Chris Benoit, all these guys were putting such a high profile matches on WrestleMania is because they had guys from WCW there, and they were like, hey, this is what you could have been doing if you would have came over, but nope, you signed with them.
What a bunch of vindictive assholes.
And something that I completely forgot, the Kurt Angle and Chris Benoit match that started a great feud between them two. That match had a 1-week build up. Kurt Angle cut a promo about how he doesn't have an opponent for WrestleMania, and Benoit came out and they were like, I'll fight you. So they had a match, and it was a great fucking match.
Maybe something like that will happen tonight on Raw.
I doubt it. Is this, you want to go over the card?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right, this match, it hasn't even confirmed, but the way they've been building it up on Raw makes me believe it's going to happen. I'm pretty sure it would be the pre-show match.
I think I know what the pre-show match is. Have they announced one? Yeah.
Well, maybe this is the pre-show match, or maybe you know a match I don't know about. For the Tag Team Championship.
Yeah, the Tag Team Turmoil. It's a Tag Team Turmoil.
I don't know if these are all the teams that are in it or not. It would make sense with the build-up. New Day, Kofi Kingston, Big E, and Xavier Woods.
I get sad every time I see them, because I just know how cool they were for about a night.
Yeah.
And how much I was looking forward to them being the New Nation.
Versus Los Matadores. Versus the Usos.
I like them.
Versus Tyson Kidd and Antonio Cesaro.
I really like them. And they wear black, and Natty is a heel now, and they're an awesome fucking tag team.
It was cool seeing them win the belts in Memphis, too.
Yes, it was.
Even though the crowd didn't like that match that much.
Fuck Memphis.
Fuck them crowds.
Fuck their stupid redneck crowds.
But, yeah, I mean, people always shit on the Usos and say, like, they do the same shit in their matches. Yeah, but it's always entertaining. And you put them on a pay-per-view, they're going to have a good match. I think this match, as much as I'm looking forward to the IC match, I think this match should have been the ladder match. Could you imagine, like,
the Usos? Oh, that would have been awesome if they would have did that.
The Usos, like, all these wrestlers in this match, except for, like, Big E, would do really good in the ladder match.
He could have did, like, some ladder suplexes or something. Man, I wish you wouldn't even have said that, because now it just bums me out that that's not really what's happening.
Then let's go over the card here.
Why can't they do a TLC match with, like, the Usos, like Cesaro and Tyson Kidd?
Wait till Extreme Rules. There has to be a ladder match between them and Extreme Rules. And let's go over the card.
We should take down predictions.
Oh, that's what I'm doing. Sorry. Okay. Who do you think is going to win that match?
I'm going to say that the champs are going to retain. I'm going to go for
them. That's what I'm saying, too. But
because the Usos ain't winning because one of them's all hurt and stuff, so yeah. I don't think they're going to win.
I'm going to say Tyson Kidd and Cesaro also, which I really hope. I really wish that was the actual WrestleMania match, because I know, like, the wrestlers themselves, they look at it as, I'm at WrestleMania, but, like, they never actually count those as WrestleMania matches.
WrestleMania is 4 hours. How can they? And they get stuck on the pre-show?
It's like, I remember at WrestleMania 19... Sunday Night Heat had Kane and RVD versus William Regal and Sean Morley. And the Dudley Boys ran out there and interfered on Sean Morley and William Regal's, or maybe it was Lance Storm and Regal, I can't remember. They interfered on their behalf. And that match was supposed to be on WrestleMania, but it was cut and it was put on Heat. So in the records, it does not show that RVD and Kane wrestled on that WrestleMania, but it's like, they fucking did. They were there. They wrestled.
Do they still get their WrestleMania bonus?
I don't know.
Or their pay-per-view, whatever?
I don't know. So you got Kidd and Cesaro.
And, yeah. If the pre-show is on the network, and that match is on the network, and WrestleMania is on the network, isn't it just all the same thing, pretty much?
You would think so.
So it would really just be 4.5 hours or whatever it's going to be?
No, the pre-show itself, I think it's going to be... it's either an hour long this year or it's 2 hours because it's such a big deal.
Either way, let's go. Let's go Tyson Kidd, baby. Let's go TJ Wilson.
Let's go Stampede Kidd.
It's about time some Hart member did something good.
It's going to be... match on WrestleMania. This match had a ton of build up since October or November. I can't remember exactly when it happened. Randy Orton versus Seth Rollins. Everyone thinks this match has only had like 2 weeks of build up, but it really hasn't. It's been building up since Seth Rollins joined the Authority.
Yeah.
Who do you got in this match? Are you looking forward to it?
I'm not looking forward to it.
Why?
I don't know, man. I really wish Seth Rollins wasn't having to wrestle Randy fucking Orton.
You know what I'm looking forward to?
Randy Orton losing.
He's going to win. What I'm looking forward to is if they can pull this off, a Phoenix Splash into an RKO.
Oh. You know they got to be trying to work on it.
Yeah, because, I mean, Randy Orton did the Shooting Star into the RKO. They have to try to figure out how to do a Phoenix Splash into the RKO. That would be the greatest thing ever.
Yes.
So who do you have in the match?
I think you might have tipped your hand and said Randy Orton was going to win.
Well, it's not like I'm booking the show. I don't book shows anymore, sir.
Oh, man. I'd really like for Seth Rollins to win, and it really makes sense for Randy Orton to win. Well, then what if like Randy Orton wins, then like Seth Rollins comes out later and cashes in? Like, that could happen. That,
yeah,
very possibly that could happen. But I'm gonna go with Randy Orton too, sadly. Or not too. I don't know if you're going for him or not for sure. But I think I'm just gonna go with Randy Orton.
Yeah, Randy Orton. All right, the match that should have been a fatal four-way: AJ Lee and Paige versus Nikki and Brie Bella in a tag team match. Who do you got?
It seems like it would make a lot of sense to let Paige and AJ win. But are they going to really make the Bellas lose when their husbands are who they are at WrestleMania? Are they going to make them lose? I mean, I'm asking, you think they're going to make them lose?
I think they will lose.
I think the Bellas are going to do it. I think they're going to do it. It's going to piss a lot of people off. I hope it does. Honestly.
I'm looking forward to the match also.
Yes, and the Bellas are not that bad. They're far from being good, but they just are not terrible.
They have gotten a lot better. Like, I hate to say it like this, but they've gotten a lot better since Brie married Daniel Bryan and Nikki started dating John Cena. Because, like, there were reports coming out that before the shows, John would work out in the ring with Nikki and Daniel Bryan would work out in the ring with Brie. And you can't have two better people to, like, teach you how to be better wrestlers than the man on top and the best technical wrestler in WWE.
Isn't it funny that Nikki's finishing move is your old finishing move?
Yeah, I hate it so much. Isn't that weird?
Every time I see that, I'm like, this is really weird. It does not look very effective when she does it.
No, because she doesn't jump very high. She's never done it off the fucking middle ropes either.
You should probably shoot her an email and let her know that it's not good for her.
Hey, that's called the wrath of God, not the Nikki bitch slap or whatever.
Yeah, but maybe, I'm rolling with the Bellas on this one.
All right, I'm not going to say anything, but maybe there's been some talk about when Raw comes there in September, I may be booked to jump in and hit her with the wrath of God.
I think you did that to me one time, I think.
The Wrath of God?
Yeah.
Yeah, probably. I think I did it when we wrestled on a Fucked Up Friday, and there was a hole in the ring, and I rolled my ankle in the hole and dropped you, basically.
Dude, I had Adam. Like, I remember at one Fucked Up Friday, I slid in and was supposed to give Adam, like, an FU. And I picked him up. As soon as I picked him up, I rolled my ankle in that damn hole and just fell over.
Yeah.
I said, oh! I don't want to do this no more.
Yeah, but
and that is why mine and Adam's match was only like 20 seconds long, because I did not want to wrestle no more.
Getting back to WrestleMania though, like the Divas match, I'm really looking forward to it. I would much rather it been a fatal four way, but I'm looking forward to it because it's an actual Divas match, not a fucking battle royal, not a match with a celebrity or Vicky Guerrero. Like, it's an actual Divas match with four women that can wrestle, and I think that they're going to go all out and try to show up NXT's women division, which they can't
do.
I
hope they do. I don't think they can do it, but
no,
they'll try. And did you see the Nikki? I forgot who she wrestled. It was like Nikki and AJ, or Nikki versus Paige, one of them. Like their match from like last week on Raw. It was like 10 minutes or something. I was really happy. I was proud of old Nikki.
And listeners out there, if you're not sold on Divas Wrestling, like WWE Divas, women's wrestling. I hate calling on Divas, honestly. But go watch NXT. A couple weeks ago, the main event was Sasha Banks, who's the NXT Women's Champion, wrestling Charlotte, who's Ric Flair's daughter. And that was a great match. And they are two of the best women's wrestlers in the world right now. Sasha Banks is the most entertaining person. Her and Bayley are like the most entertaining people.
I love me some Bayley.
Bayley is the shit. I want to give her a big hug.
You know how good NXT is?
NXT is fucking awesome.
Say, how good is NXT?
How good is NXT?
NXT is so good.
How good is it?
It can even make Paige look like a good wrestler.
Paige is a good wrestler, dude. Fuck you. You've never seen her shit in Shimmer, man.
Oh, I'm not. She's good there, and she was good at NXT, but she can't do it on the big stage, man.
No, it has nothing to do with that. It's because of the fucking writers.
It is, no. And she botches and messes up in every match on Raw.
You're a piece of shit. This podcast is over.
Oh, look it up.
You're not initially ran.
She can wrestle in front of 500 people, but anything above that, she just can't do it, man.
You're stupid.
It's true. It's true. There's video proof of this
there's
out
no
there.
No video proof. But let's get on to the next match on the card. For the United
States. Who are you taking in that match? Who are you taking?
AJ and Paige. Okay. I already said that. Okay. For the United States
finally
Championship.
Finally, we different in one.
Rusev versus John Cena.
Rusev.
Who do you have?
Oh, man. This makes me so mad because John Cena's probably going to win.
Pretty predictable.
And I'm not going to say Cena, but I really want Rusev to win. But, I don't even think Lana's going to be there.
Yeah.
Because she's filming a stupid movie with stupid Edge. And she's going to miss her WrestleMania moment.
I think Cena's going to win, but I think Cena should have won at Fastlane.
Cena should have won at Fastlane from, like, disqualification or something.
Yeah, that
like
or
Rusev should have, like, beat his ass with a flag or something.
That or he should have won the belt at Fastlane, and Rusev could have had his WrestleMania moment by beating Cena at WrestleMania for the title again.
I really hope Rusev wins. I really like him.
And I'm thinking Lana fucked up something a couple months ago. I don't know if you saw it or not, but she posted a picture on Instagram.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Of a newly updated European title.
Yeah.
Saying something about Monday night, and then it never happened. And the title, it's not like it's an old belt. It had the new logo on it and everything.
It's like, you really think that, like, they were going to do that, and then she, like, spoiled it, and then they were like, all right, fuck y'all, we're not doing this.
What I'm thinking could happen is the match at WrestleMania could end in a really screwy finish. And they could come out and say that he can be the United States champion, but he's the champion of all of Europe.
Yeah. That would be amazing if that happened.
I missed the European title. That was a great-looking belt.
That was above the world title for
We both have Cena in that match?
Yeah. Right. And I hope we're both very wrong.
Yeah.
I hope Rusev wins.
Bray Wyatt versus The Undertaker.
I'd like to hear your...
I have Undertaker.
You have Undertaker?
Mainly because...
you think this is it?
I think...
You think this is going to be it? Is this the last one?
I think this is going to be it, and I think, like, while traditionally speaking, if you're going to retire, you need to lose your last match, I think having his record be 21-2 would look weird because it would make people think, oh, he never went on a streak. He went, like, a 10-year streak and then lost two matches and did another.
Yeah, and I think he would take away from Brock too winning.
Yeah. But at the same time, like I don't want to think that Bray is going to lose because what would it do for him?
I don't know. He'll have to work his way up again.
Yeah.
He was feuding with Cena, then Cena beat him like 3 times in a row.
Yeah.
And then he was
and then Cena lost to a little kid that was singing.
Yeah. That's another. I think I'm going to have to go with Undertaker. And I really hope I'm wrong.
Yeah,
but I'll throw out a bonus prediction on this. Undertaker's going to win. And after the match, Harper and Rowan are going to come out and reunite with Bray Wyatt. And then they're going
to
kill
the
Undertaker.
They need to do something with Eric Rowan. He's
going to get fired.
He's on the fast track to like, get fired.
I have no idea why they separated the three of them. I don't know why they did it. It makes me mad.
The thing, they teased it. The Royal Rumble this year, they had at one point Bray Wyatt, Luke Harper, and Eric Rowan all in the ring at the same time.
Yeah.
And then Luke Harper and Eric Rowan were next to each other. Bray Wyatt was yelling at them, and then they just kind of looked at each other, and the crowd popped because they thought, holy shit, they're about to team up and beat up Bray. And then what happened? Eric Rowan and Luke Harper fought each other. It was stupid. But yeah, like I have Taker winning mainly because I think it would look weird if it's 21-2.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I want Bray to win.
I think there's a way where, Bray can lose but still look really good.
Yeah,
he could
lose and then just annihilate him at the end of the
match. Yeah, I'm expecting that to happen. And I really think maybe his boys come out there and they put a number on him. And I'm really sad that this, I really wanted it to be a Buried Alive match, but I knew there was no chance in hell that was going to happen.
Yeah.
But for a little while, I thought for like a week or two that it might be a casket match.
Think about this, though.
And then, it's not a casket match. No.
Everyone talks about how Undertaker's the dead man. Bray Wyatt's been talking about how he's the dead man. He's been, like, killing all these artifacts, lighting caskets on fire, all this shit. What's going to happen when Bray Wyatt comes out, and then the lights go out, and Fred Durst starts singing rolling, and you hear a motorcycle. Undertaker rides on the ring in a motorcycle. Will the crowd pop, or will they be like, what the f- this is what we wanted to see?
Well, it is WrestleMania, so it could Like, wherever WrestleMania is, like, it'll be good no matter what. But if they did that, like, in the Northeast somewhere, I'm pretty sure Undertaker would get booed.
Yeah, I love the American Badass Taker, though.
I mean, it was okay, I guess.
I loved it. I thought his heel, when he was a heel in 2002 and 2003, was great.
And that, I can see that happening, too, man. I can see a lot of things happening in this match.
Yeah. All right, we have the doozy of a match here, the Andre the Giant Memorial Battle Royal.
No.
There's nothing, I mean, Sheamus is going to win. If Sheamus comes back, Sheamus is going to win. It sucks. I think it should be either Curtis Axel or Ryback, because they need to actually fucking do something with Ryback and give him a big win to put him over more, and they need to continue pushing Axelmania.
I know, there's like four or five guys that really have, like, legitimately should win it.
Yeah.
Like Axel, who I fucking love you, man. I wish he would win. Sheamus, sadly. I hope he's not even in it. Is he announced to be in it?
Nah, he's just I hope he comes back the night after WrestleMania.
He is going to come out during the ladder match and cost Daniel Bryan. God, and then they're going to set up their big-time feud.
That's stupid. But we're not talking about the ladder match right now.
I'm sorry. And Mizdow should win, too, honestly.
Yeah, if Mizdow wins, it needs to be him and the Miz the last two. And Miz needs to be yelling at him, telling him to get out of the ring.
I can see that happening, or I can see like Axel winning, or him just getting tossed out immediately.
Yeah.
Which I could, really
do you remember Royal Rumble 2011? Alberto Del Rio won.
Alberto Del Rio.
And what happened before that was when he thought he had won the Rumble, Santino got in the ring because he was there, and he came in. Oh. The crowd was popping huge for him.
Oh my God.
I think that can happen with Curtis Axel. Like, he'll get knocked out of the ring, but not over the top rope, and then he'll come out when it's like Sheamus.
I remember that happening. Like, I would turn into like a mark for like,
I legitimately thought
30 seconds. I was like, please God, let him win.
I thought Santino was going to win the Rumble.
This is like, do it, man. And then, just fucking do
that
it.
That was Santino's year.
Screw the script, man. Just do it. Just knock him out. Make him change it.
That next month at the Elimination Chamber, it was him and Daniel Bryan, the last two for the World Heavyweight title, and it looked like Santino was going to win. He was like, what the fuck?
Oh, man.
I miss Santino.
So we're just going to pick who we're going to think is going to win in this.
Yeah.
One of us might get lucky and win.
I say Ryback.
Ryback? I don't think it's going to be Ryback.
I just want it to be Ryback. I like Ryback.
Ryback sucks.
No, he doesn't.
The only thing that I ever liked Ryback was when he pulled up at like the fucking CK's or whatever the fuck.
Starbucks.
Starbucks, yeah.
That was funny.
He did that. I kind of liked him after he did that.
That was funny.
And I kind of liked him more after CM Punk talk shit about him.
And who do you got in it, though?
Let's see. I'm going to go with Mizdow.
Mizdow?
Yep.
Yeah.
I don't, fuck, man. I'm going to go with Mizdow, but I can see him and The Miz both getting, like, eliminated, and then, like, their feud really taking off from there once they both get eliminated somehow.
Yeah, this is the match I'm looking forward to. For the Intercontinental Championship. Bad News Barrett versus Dolph Ziggler versus Daniel Bryan versus R-Truth versus Luke Harper versus Dean Ambrose versus Stardust. Who do you have?
I have... Daniel Bryan.
Why?
Because, man, they're finna put the titles on him and Cena, man, and make them be the big guys, man.
I'm thinking the same thing. I'm thinking it's going to be Daniel Bryan. I would love it if it was Ambrose, but I think it's going to be Bryan because they're trying to legitimize the titles. And as much as I love Dean Ambrose and the crowds behind him, you got to give it to like the most over babyface on the roster.
Yeah,
I would love it if it was Dolph Ziggler also, but Ziggler's had the belt like three times in the past year.
I think I would like if Luke Harper won, honestly.
Truth. I love the fact that they're giving
this
Truth.
This is
going to
be a really good match, and it kind of bums me out that Stardust and Goldust isn't having a WrestleMania match.
Yeah, that's so fucking stupid.
Because I was really hoping they would have like the WrestleMania match, and then Goldust would retire.
Yeah, it's so dumb that they decided not to continue with that angle.
Yes.
So you have Daniel Bryan.
Are you picking Daniel Bryan also?
So far, the only match for
the Divas tag match. It's going to be and we're probably both going to lose the Battle Royal.
Yeah. All right. The next match. This is the match I'm most looking forward to. Triple H versus Sting.
Mm.
Who do you have?
Sting.
Yeah, I have Sting too. I mean, are you looking forward to the match?
I mean, is Sting going to wear a t-shirt when he's wrestling?
I mean, if he looked at Raw when he did the Stinger Splash and everything, like, he looks like he's been in the gym. Like, his arms look fucking huge.
I don't know. Why ain't he wearing, like, a trench coat or something?
Well, he has been.
Well, I mean, when I saw him on Raw the other day, he wasn't wearing that. He was, like, wearing his gear and, like, a t-shirt over his
Well, he had a trench coat on before. He threw it at Triple H when he did this thing, before he did the Stinger Splash.
Well, I don't know. Maybe I just stupid in there.
Do you think, you know, they did the Stinger Splash, and it was cool. It was fucking amazing. Do you think they're saving the Deathlock for WrestleMania?
Yes, I believe so. I just can't believe they're letting Sting use Shelton's move. Come back, Shelton Benjamin. Come back, damn it.
Shelton Benjamin would do amazing in NXT. Like, fuck going to the main roster. Go to NXT. He would be great. I want to see Shelton Benjamin versus Finn Balor. I want to see Shelton Benjamin versus Tyler Breeze. Because Tyler Breeze is the fucking ultimate Shawn Michaels of 2015. So, we both have Sting. I mean, I'm not going to lie. I'm looking forward to this match because Sting is my favorite wrestler of fucking all time. He was my childhood idol when it came to wrestling. I always said that when it came to my childhood, my idols were Sting, Shaquille O'Neal, and Batman. And
can't beat those three.
Beat those three. Put those in a movie together. That movie's gold. Put them in a cartoon. Gold. Cut an album. Gold. Album would go platinum, but still.
If you could, if you were able to pick Sting's opponent for this, like if you could go back 3 months and book this, who would you want it to be in? Would Triple H be in your top three people you would want him to feud against?
I would want him to either wrestle Triple H, not The Undertaker, because I think the match would be really slow, but Triple H, honestly, probably Orton. I think they'd have a good match, because they would kind of wrestle the same style, like old school style, I just had the last one that I thought would be a good match. And this is going to sound like a weird one, but if they built him up to be a good heel like he was in the 90s, Sting against Goldust.
That's weird.
I think they could add a good match.
I mean, I'm pretty sure they've wrestled before.
Yeah, but, I mean, if they built Goldust back up as a heel like he was in the 90s.
When he wore a wig.
Yeah, they could have had a good match with a good build-up.
Wig Goldust.
But Triple H is really going to be able to work a good match with him, because Triple H, he can still go.
And yeah, it'll be a good match.
Triple H, he's not going to carry Sting.
And the match makes pretty good. It makes a lot more sense than Sting showing up and wrestling The Undertaker.
Yeah.
For no fucking reason at all.
The only reason why people wanted him with The Undertaker is so they can see the promos. But Undertaker hasn't even been there for these promos.
It won't even be. They won't even be doing promos. It'll be vignettes against each other.
Yeah.
I got bad news for everybody. The Undertaker sucks at doing promos.
And the last match, the main event of the night, Brock Lesnar versus Roman Reigns for the WWE Championship. Who do you have?
Oh, I don't even know. I'm not sure yet. Who do you have?
I have Brock.
You got Brock. You think Brock is Brock staying?
That's what I'm thinking.
Did you get the email alert?
The reason why I'm thinking he's going to stay is because they're talking about putting the U.S. belt on Cena and the Intercontinental title on Daniel Bryan. Because if they weren't going to do that, I would say Roman's going to win. That way Roman can feud with Daniel Bryan or John Cena.
It's like, if I could make this prediction, I would have like a lot more like clear-headed prediction. Like as before, right before the match.
Yeah.
Like if I could see the rest of the card and see how it would play out. But I hope Brock wins, honestly. But if Roman Reigns does win, I'm not gonna be too upset about it.
Roman is gonna get booed out of the building. Like, I hate to say it. Like, do you know why people turn their back on Roman Reigns?
Because Daniel Bryan didn't win the Rumble.
It's not that whatsoever. The reason why. Is because he came in when he got injured. There were two wrestlers that took his spot. One was Dean Ambrose. He got fucking over huge. He main evented a couple pay-per-views with Seth Rollins, and he was over like a motherfucker. And the other wrestler that took his spot was Dolph Ziggler. There's no denying the fact that Roman Reigns was supposed to be Dolph Ziggler's spot at Survivor Series, and Roman Reigns was supposed to be the last survivor. But Dolph Ziggler was, he got over massively. And then the Royal Rumble came, Roman Reigns announced he was going to be in it, Daniel Bryan said he was going to be in it, And then they eliminated everybody, and the last two were Rusev and Roman Reigns. And everyone just shit on it, because they were like, we just spent all this time cheering Dean Ambrose, who would have won, and he would have been a great, great like main eventer. Daniel Bryan would have been awesome at WrestleMania main event. Dolph Ziggler would have been great. But they gave it to Roman because they were like, well, he's back. Let's go ahead and continue with this. And I think that's why people don't like, because before he got injured, he was getting cheered. Like, he was.
I know, that's what I don't ever. That's what I don't understand. What you're saying does kind of make a lot of sense.
People loved him before he got injured. And when he came back, everyone was like, we don't want this guy anymore.
Oh. I like Roman Reigns.
Yeah. I mean, I have nothing against Roman Reigns. I think his promos suck, but that's because of the writers.
Yeah, it's not his fault they suck.
Like, if this was the Attitude Era, I hate to even say that, but if this was the Attitude Era, or even like the mid-2000s before they started writing every promo, he could probably cut a good promo. I mean, yeah. No one wants to hear
a
promo.
He could do like a badass promo, I'm sure.
No one wants to hear a promo where someone says, suffering succotash. And the thing I don't like about him, the only thing, honestly, is his eyes. Because they got him wearing these weird fucking contacts.
Oh, have like you noticed? Yeah, I'd have.
Like, they were
like the clear bluish, like yeah, really they, light they blue. Into that a, looked just silvery.
They turned him into a blue-eyed baby face. Yeah. Like, before, he had like dark eyes because he's Samoan, and then it gave him blue eyes. And when I noticed it the first time, I was like, what the fuck's up with his eyes? Have they always been like that? I just never noticed. And then, sure enough, nope, he wears blue contacts.
If this is Brock's last match for a while, and like he leaves, I would love for like Paul Heyman to like turn on Brock. Yeah. I don't know why they would do that, and because I'm pretty sure if Brock ever came back, they would be paired with Heyman again.
Yeah.
So I don't know how they would like fix it. But like Paul Heyman at like Roman Reigns' manager, and having Paul talk would be. That'd be
how
amazing.
Like just
to
seeing
me,
you,
I think.
You remember how Paul Heyman used to carry the WWE title when CM Punk, like, he'd hold it above his head and walk. Like, if he did that through the crowd with Roman Reigns,
oh,
that'd be a cool
God,
little...
Oh, my God, that'd be fucking amazing.
God, I never thought I wanted that until just now.
That would be so damn amazing if that happened.
That would be the way to turn the crowd. Like, no one's... Even if it is Brock's last match, nobody's going to boo him because people don't want to cheer for
Roman. And I swear that they've been kind of teasing that, too, because... Because I don't think Roman Reigns is just turn into a magical dickhead to the media.
Yeah.
Like, he's doing that on purpose, I think.
Yeah.
Because, like he said, like, a couple of weeks ago or, like, a month or whatever ago, he was, like, I'm just getting rich or whatever when everybody's, like, how do you feel about everybody booing you or whatever they ask? And he was like, well, it don't really matter to me. I'm just getting rich, yeah. So screw them. And then, like, he'd, like, told, like, the fans or something, like, to shut the hell up when he's talking or something.
Yeah.
Like, there's no way he's just an actual dickhead and saying that.
I don't know if you can hear the fire truck in the background.
There's a lot. There's, like, three matches that could go, like, a million different, like,
yeah,
directions.
I mean, I'm honestly looking forward to WrestleMania. I look forward to it. There's three pay-per-views I look forward to every year. WrestleMania, Royal Rumble... And it's a switch-up between, like, Elimination Chamber and Money in the Bank, because I'm a mark for ladder matches, and I love Elimination Chamber match.
I think... I really hope Brock stays.
Yeah.
So I'm going to go with Brock and having faith that he stays.
I think they need to push the fact that it's his last match, have Paul Heyman turn on Brock, cost him the match, and then in a couple weeks have Brock run out and F5 Roman. And then you wrestle at, like, Extreme Rules or something.
That'd be cool.
I think that could work. Anyways, ladies and gentlemen, that is the WrestleMania preview for you. We will be back next week to talk about WrestleMania again, basically, and go over the show itself.
And let's all hope we get the big announcement tonight that Big Daddy Cool Diesel going into the Hall of Fame. Let's hope we get it.
And by tonight, he...
Monday Night Raw.
Yeah, because...
On the 23rd of March.
Yeah, because these aren't actually recorded Friday. I don't know why people think they do. Anyways, for Down with Lucha Libre, I am Todd Suliano.
I'm Jesse Matthews.
We'll see you kids later.